In this cubist artwork by Eric Wilson, the forms, shapes, and colours of a humble kitchen stove are splintered, spliced, and superimposed to produce an abstract composition. The various objects of the room are broken down into planes that are recomposed in a triangular arrangement framed by the brick wall on the right and the floorboards below. Strong diagonal lines draw our eyes up to the fragmented form of a tea kettle, which is intersected by neatly spaced pot handles and what seems to be a pair of fried eggs. Cubists often took the familiar objects and spaces of the domestic world and fragmented them into complex ensembles. This was intended to represent the mobile nature of vision, the way our perspective constantly shifts from one thing to another. In this painting, Wilson plays with texture and found materials, incorporating newsprint, oil paint, and sand to evoke the multidimensional nature of the world around us. Wilson came into contact with these methods of abstraction and analysis while studying at the Westminster School in London between 1937 and 1939. On his return to Sydney, he championed abstraction in his teaching and painting practice. In 1943, the year Abstract Kitchen Stove was painted, he claimed, "In whatever idiom is chosen for expression, plastic values are my main consideration." It is this emphasis on the architectural quality, the orchestration of formal elements into a symphonic whole, that I find most sympathy with in the modern movement. In Abstract Kitchen Stove, the low-relief textures, pasted collage elements, and compressed picture space visualise this commitment to abstraction and suggest the architectural nature of space and form.